Thank you, Willie. As mentioned, I'm here with Senior Rescue Crew Officer Brett Simpson of the Westpac Lifesaver Rescue Helicopter Service. Okay, Brett, thank you for being here.
Not a problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Great. Look, I'll start straight off. As the east coast of Australia is suffering from terrible bushfires, how, if at all, does this affect the operations of your Lifesaver Rescue Helicopter Service?
Yeah, well, our crews for our service are on standby every day of the year, ready to go out at a moment's notice for any type of rescue mission. We get our calls from New South Wales Police Force.
Yes.
And Surf Life Saving New South Wales, and any type of rescue mission that they might think that we can be of assistance on, they'll give us a shout and the boys will get the aircraft in the air and go.
Fantastic. So the ability and the resources to rescue people is shared amongst the services of the state?
Yeah, so our branch of the Westpac Lifesaver Rescue Helicopters, for lack of a better term, we've got two bases, and we cover from the Central Coast down to the Victorian border.
Yes.
But our crews and our aircraft can be deployed right throughout New South Wales, wherever the emergency services might need us.
Right. Okay. Look, it begs the question, any serious rescues of late you can share with our listeners?
Yeah. A couple of weeks ago during the school holidays, we had a very lucky save down at Churros Heads, down on the south coast.
Yes.
It was a father and his young son out just enjoying the beach on a beautiful sunny day, and I believe they were boogie boarding and just got caught in a very strong current and washed out onto the rocks at Churros Head. And our helicopter was there, and it was a very quick mission, 18 minutes, I think, from start to finish. And the crew were able to locate them and pick them up nice and quick and get them out of harm's way, back up to Mum, who was watching very anxiously up from the cliff edge. So that was a really good save for us.
I'm sure. Great job. Look, how did you get involved in the service yourself?
So I started as a young nipper in surf life saving down at North Cronulla Beach in the Sutherland Shire. Went right up through the ranks of surf life saving in patrol captain and rescue boats and that type of thing. And then the opportunity came up to start back then as a volunteer rescue crew officer with the service. And 9 years later, I'm still here.
Fantastic. Look, I do know that Westpac is involved, and I believe it's one of the longest standing commercial sponsorships in Australia. Could you just touch on the history and how the service came to be for us?
Yeah, absolutely. You're spot on there. It is it's the longest running corporate partnership in Australian history, and even internationally, we've tried to find something that's even remotely as long as the Westpac support of our service, and we haven't been able to find anything to date. And basically, how it started was our service started in 1973 down at Maroubra Beach in Sydney.
Yep.
And we were looking for a corporate partner for about 18 months prior to that to give us the cash to get off the ground and start rescuing people. But we were the first civilian organisation to try and rescue people out of the water with a helicopter, and to find a corporate partner back then that didn't laugh us out of the room every meeting we had was quite remarkable. But it was actually the branch manager at Maroubra Branch from Westpac that eventually agreed to come on board. And, it was a $25,000 sponsorship back then, which in 1973 was a significant amount of money.
Absolutely.
And since then, we're now operating out of, I think there's close to 12 bases around Australia, and I think around 16 aircraft, and I think it's close to about 94% of the population is covered by a Westpac Lifesaver Rescue Helicopter around Australia. So the partnership that we have with Westpac is absolutely crucial to the survival of our service, and I think in the last 46 years that they've been sponsoring the services nationwide, it's close to $250 million that they've supplied to keep our services running around the country.
That is fantastic. That bank manager needs a medal, I think.
Absolutely, he does.
what a progressive foresight he had back in the days when bank managers could actually make decisions.
Absolutely, yeah. Back in the day, you know, they were the ones that held the keys of the kingdom, and he took a punt, and, you know, there's 90,000 people around Australia that effectively owe their lives to that man for coming on board and supporting our service.
That's brilliant. So how many helicopters and crews operate out of your Sydney base?
So we've got just the one helicopter in Sydney and one down on the south coast of New South Wales. We've got an operational team of about 30 staff, and they're our pilots, air crew, who operate the winch, and then our rescue crew, who are the ones that we place into the ocean or the bush or wherever people need rescuing.
Right. And I imagine there's very specialist skills involved in those, the rescue crews.
Absolutely, yeah. The training that we do, the crews train every single day. We've got winching simulators and all types of equipment here at the bases that the crews have to practice their techniques on every single day. And, you know, their helicopter underwater escape training, their rescue techniques, their crew resource management. There's a whole gamut of training and physical tests that they have to do about every 3 months.
Right. And what's the range of one of these aircraft?
So the range of our aircraft, it depends on a lot of different factors like weather and temperature and wind speed and all that type of thing. But generally about 500 kilometres we can travel on a tank of fuel. If we've got a wind behind us, we can go a little bit further and a little bit quicker. But generally about 500 kilometres or about 2 hours in the air is what we generally work with.
Right. Yes. Now, look, I know there might not be such a thing as a typical day, but that could involve a rescue, training. Could you elaborate on that a little bit for us?
Yeah, so every single day starts off exactly the same. The crew come in, they do the same checklist and get the aircraft rescue ready so that when they start duty, they're ready to go out the door at a moment's notice. So they do a lot of their pre-flight checks before their shift starts. They do things like check their fuel quality and give the helicopter a once-over. And basically what that does is that cuts our response time because they know that a lot of their checks are already done. And it means that from the time of the emergency phone or the bat phone that we've got here, we like to call it,
yes.
As soon as we get a rescue call, the boys are up in the air and off on a rescue in about 4 to 5 minutes.
Right. Look, that brings me to my next question. Hypothetically, if I'm down on the rocks walking along the path at Coogee and I see a fisherman get swept in, right, I'll grab my phone, I'll dial 000. What's the course of communications that gets to, you know, the chopper being fired up?
Yeah, so in that type of situation, any time you might come across someone that you think is in danger or need of rescue, always 000 is your first point of call, and ask for the police.
Yes.
And the police can then task whichever agency they think is most suitable for the call. So generally what happens is the call will then go to the police rescue coordinator, and then they will call our emergency line and provide the rescue details to the crew and the pilot.
Right. And are you one of the specialists that gets, winched down to assist in this situation? What's that like, hanging out of a chopper?
look, it's the first time you do it, it is a little bit daunting.
Yes.
But so thorough is our training and so stringent are our safety procedures and our safety protocols that really any sort of anxiety that you might have very quickly dissipates. You know, a lot of our guys here have been doing this job for over 30 years and, you know, they're absolutely top of their game. So the trust that I have in them to get me down to where I need to be safely is, you know, second to none.
Implicit, I bet. It must feel good, actually, to be around, absolute people at the top of their game, experts.
Yeah, yeah.
And doing a good
comforting
job. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Look, Brett, unfortunately, we could go on, but I do need to wrap it up. So I really want to thank you for your time coming and talking to us at the Daily on 2SER today. It's been fascinating, and we wish you all the very best over the summer season.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for having us on.
Great. Okay.
Thanks.
Cheers.